Hello and welcome to episode 35 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about the new food allergy guidelines, new GF bread from the USDA labs, latent celiac disease and reproductive problems, shopping tips for newly diagnosed celiacs, and zesty citrus scallops. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2011, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. New food allergy guidelines. The National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Disease, NIAID, or NIAID, has released its first ever list of guidelines for food allergies. The guidelines suggest avoiding specific food allergens, but make no recommendations for medication. NIAID studies suggest an increase in the prevalence of allergies to egg, milk, wheat, soy, peanuts, and tree nuts over the past 10 to 20 years. Those at the highest risk for developing a food allergy were noted to be those who had a biological parent or sibling suffering from similar confirmed allergies. NIAID did not find evidence suggesting that a delayed exposure to common allergens has any significant effect on allergy development. Similarly, they do not advocate that nursing mothers restrict their diet during pregnancy and or lactation to avoid typical allergen triggers. In fact, the guidelines recommend breastfeeding through the first 4 to 6 months, as well as proceeding with vaccinations against measles, mumps, and rubella, because advances in vaccine development have decreased levels of egg protein, a known potential allergen, making today's vaccines safe to administer. New GF bread from USDA labs. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, laboratories have developed a process that produces a high-quality gluten-free bread. Researchers there discovered that removing more fat from the zein surface, a protein that comes from corn, allows for those proteins to stick together, much like wheat proteins do, allowing for elastic properties similar to wheat dough. Latent celiac disease and reproductive problems. Women with latent celiac disease who test positive for celiac antibodies but show normal small bowel biopsies risk reproductive problems, according to a recent report published in the World Journal of Gastroenterology. Women experiencing unexplained infertility, stillbirths, or intrauterine growth retardation could have subclinical celiac disease, which can be easily detected with using a serologic test. Doctors know that women with biopsy-proven untreated celiac disease risk reproductive problems if they don't follow a gluten-free diet. The researchers note that classic presentation of diarrhea and malabsorption is now less common and atypical, and silent presentations are increasing. As a result of their findings, researchers recommend celiac disease blood screening for women with idiopathic cases of poor reproductive performance. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Shopping tips for recently diagnosed celiacs. This story comes to us from the New Journal of Gluten Sensitivity, winter 2011. Once you're diagnosed with celiac disease, you might get sticker shock from the prices of gluten-free products versus their wheat counterparts on your first trip to the grocery store. Food is a necessity, but paying a lot of money for it is not. We'd like to assure you that your food is one of the few monthly expenses that you'll have 100% control over, both the selection and the amount of money to be spent. There are all kinds of ways to save on your grocery bill. Fill up on healthy, less expensive foods. Rice and potatoes are natural carbohydrates, low in price, give you a satisfied feeling at mealtime. Brown rice holds forever in a cupboard, and a half cup of raw rice will feed two people once it's cooked. Beans are one of nature's healthiest and least expensive food options. You can add beans to salads, soups, stews, rice dishes, casseroles, vegetable dishes, pasta sauce, tortillas, and tacos. Check out gluten-free bakeries. If you're lucky enough to have a gluten-free bakery near you, ask if you can get day-old bread. Gluten-free baked goods have a very short shelf life, but you can pick up several loaves at a time to freeze for French toast, bread pudding, stuffing, croutons, or breadcrumbs. Consider gardening carefully. While it may seem most cost-conscious to grow your own vegetables, it's time to do the math again. Figure out what you're going to spend in seeds, water, fertilizer, gardening gloves, perhaps a trellis or tomato cages, and any expenses incurred when you have your own garden, including your own work hours. And then compare that cost to what you'll pay when you buy the same vegetables on sale or in season at the grocery store or farmer's market. Don't rule out prepared foods. While it usually costs less to bake your own cookies, for example, gluten-free companies sometimes offer irresistible savings, so take advantage of these sales. Only cook what you need. We tend to cook too much sometimes, especially when it comes to pasta. Gluten-free pasta is expensive, so only cook small portions and toss it with a filling sauce that contains sautéed veggies and/or beans to make it stretch further. Obesity has reached epidemic proportions, and one of the main causes is overeating. We eat until we're full when we should stop eating when we're no longer hungry. There's a big difference between the two amounts. If you serve smaller portions, it's not only better for your health, but you'll be spending less in groceries. Eliminate sodas. They're unhealthy and expensive. Ice water or iced tea can be every bit as refreshing and thirst-quenching, and it will cost much less. The old rules of shopping don't apply in this new economy, but if you make a few changes, you'll always walk away from the table satisfied and happy. Zesty citrus scallops. Here's a sweet and zesty way to prepare scallops. The scallops are lightly seared on each side to maintain their bountiful flavor and harmonize perfectly with a warm citrus sauce. This is a dish that utilizes both the juice and the zest of the fruit along with the savory aroma of apple cider and coriander. Here's an idea of the recipe. Grate 1 teaspoon each of orange and lemon zest. Juice 4 tangerines, 2 oranges, and 1 small lemon into a bowl. Heat 2 tablespoons of sugar in a skillet over medium heat until it turns amber. Remove from the heat, add 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, citrus juice, zest, and 1½ teaspoons of coriander. Return to the heat and bring to a boil. Cook until the sauce thickens and becomes syrupy. Remove from the heat and whisk in 3 tablespoons of butter and keep this warm. Next, heat some olive oil in a large skillet. Sprinkle 1½ pounds of scallops with salt and pepper. Add the scallops to the skillet and sear first side until golden in color. Flip once, continue cooking. Once those are ready, serve your scallops over a bed of quinoa and drizzle it with your warm citrus sauce. And that's all for this episode of the Podcast Edition. From all of us here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.